Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. What's up, everyone? It is Julian here on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. It is a cloudy day in Nashville. A little construction going on behind me, making the park a little more prettier. I should just say prettier for the grammar nerds out there. But anyway, what's been on my mind today is weight loss. And weight loss is something that I used to cover extensively when I was training in the gym and just personal training. And typically every client you see at a gym is concerned with weight loss. And now things are a little different since I'm more in the performance anti-aging world. And I mean, weight loss is still a part of that as well, but it's a lot more comprehensive. But today I just wanted to go over some simple hacks when it comes to weight loss that may not be so common discussed, but can actually make a huge difference. And typically when we think of weight loss and fat loss, we think of calorie counting. We think of depriving ourselves of foods and counting macros, but those things are useful, but there's some other things that are just as beneficial that are a little more nuanced and not as spoken about. So I want to share those, and these have worked for me over the years and has worked for many clients as well. So, excuse me. The first one that I want to discuss is no two bad meals in a row. And this is a very important rule when it comes to traveling. This rule was instituted for me a couple years ago when I went to Portugal, and I wanted to enjoy myself. I wanted to enjoy the pastries, but I also did not want to let myself just completely fall off the quote unquote wagon. So I instituted this rule is that if I have one meal that's not on my quote unquote nutritional plan or whatever, then the very next meal is going to be something that is on there. And the reason why, and it goes back to yesterday's video, is momentum. It's easier to maintain something than it is to start and stop. And it's also giving ourselves constraints. And it frees us with this decision. Because think about how many times you see someone can just fall off the wagon after eating 3 to 4 meals that's off their proverbial nutritional plan. So no two bad meals in a row is one of the first rules that I institute. And the second one when it comes to our weight loss is nothing free at a restaurant. And this is kind of like a life metaphor. Typically things that are easy, things that are free, they're probably not that good for you. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But especially at a restaurant, most of the restaurants we go to, it's going to be bread or, I don't know, typically it's bread or something. But bread's not inherently bad. I don't really say foods are good or bad. It's just that when you're dieting, when you're trying to lose weight, you're at a calorie deficit. So you need to make those calories matter. And typically foods that are free at a restaurant are quite nutrient devoid. They might be loaded with carbs, but they have no protein, they have no fats. And that's going to easily throw off your ratio. So it's just best to just say no to anything free at the restaurant. The third thing is to close the kitchen after dinner. And what I mean by this is, after dinner, no snacking. Pretend like you're a restaurant. And, you know, the kitchen's closed after a certain time. You know, I go out to different lounges and stuff at times, and they're like, well, last call on the kitchen, last call on this. Do that with yourself. So if dinner's at 7:30, the kitchen's closed at 7:30, and you just leave it there. And this prevents and helps you to stop snacking when you shouldn't. And it just gives yourself constraints. All of these are going to give you constraints. And constraints is an absolute necessity, because we only have finite willpower as humans, all of us. And we make a lot of decisions throughout the day as it is. So if we can make life just a little bit easier and streamline when it comes to our nutrition, then we send a much greater opportunity to actually accomplishing the fitness and health goals that we want. So staying in the kitchen, we close the kitchen. The next thing is to not have any visible food just hanging around the house, hanging around the kitchen, unless it is something like some fruit, like a banana, an orange, an apple, or some vegetables or something like that. Even though I don't know if you keep vegetables out in the kitchen, I think you gotta keep those up, but you get the point. As humans, if we see something and it's just hanging there, and we're more likely to just to walk by and grab it, especially when maybe we're feeling some type of way, maybe we just got done with a bunch of emails, or you know, we just had some other junk to deal with, some other family drama or work drama. And in that moment, there's irritability, and psychologically we're trying to seek pleasure, whether we realize this or not. Intuitively, we're seeking pleasure. And so sometimes that's why I think a lot of people have sweet tooth, is because they're at a pleasure deficit in life. And maybe I'll do a talk on this, but at another time. But there's like a pleasure deficit, and so you're trying to balance that. There's a lot of sour and bitterness in life, and so the food, the sweetness, represents the counter to those things that are going on in your life. But anyway, so nothing hanging out on the counter as well, because you're much more likely to grab it. Whether you do it today, maybe not, maybe you don't do it the next day, but you'll do it one day, and then you will probably not stop at it, and that can throw your deficit off as well. Hey, how's it going? And so that's four. So the fifth thing here is is don't drink beer. Like, beer's disgusting. First of all, beer's disgusting, but in all seriousness, especially for men, it has estrogenic properties, and it's calorie loaded, and it makes you bloated. I'm definitely not getting sponsored ever by any beer people, but it is calorie laden compared to things like drinking a glass of scotch on the rocks, or even a glass of wine. Wine's better. I know wine has calories as well, but you know, just drinking alcohol on the rocks is cutting those calories out. And so typically with beer, and beer just makes you feel heavier as well. So typically if I have someone who goes to client dinners and likes alcohol, I typically say, hey, let's mitigate the calorie effect here and use something like wine, or like I said, clear drinks on the rocks instead of just beer, because beer is estrogenic. And drinking alcohol in general can affect your estrogen metabolism, and affecting your estrogen metabolism can lead to other negative things down the line. And all that estrogen metabolism depends on your genetics as well. So for example, myself, I don't necessarily have the best estrogen metabolism. So I don't like saying things are good estrogen and bad estrogen, but there is some non-ideal estrogen pathways that can lead to some nasty things that I have to be more mindful of. And that's taking care of my genetic plan. And that's kind of one of the key things that I look at with clients as well. When we look at this, is how does their estrogen pathways line up? Because there's three main pathways, but we don't need to have a physiology lesson here. And so far what we have is no two bad meals in a row. We have nothing free at the restaurant, never. We have saying no to beer, going for drinks on the rocks, going for wine instead. And we have closing the kitchen at closing the kitchen after dinner. And then we have not having any food on the counter. Is there anything visible that we know we shouldn't be eating? That's according to our plan. And the last one is packaged carbs. And there's some good sources of packaged carbohydrates out there, but if we're in a deficit, and as I mentioned before, when you're attempting to lose weight and even recomp your body, calories are at a premium because you're most likely operating at a deficit. So the calories that we do ingest, we need those to be the most nutrient dense ones to get, in essence, get our most bang for the buck. What can we eat that satisfies a lot of things across the nutritional regimen? Meaning, what type of foods can we eat where we can get a lot of micronutrients from, a lot of minerals, a lot of vitamins from, and it's not just something that's just giving you protein. Like I said, it's something that's just giving you carbs, but there's nothing else included. And so a lot of packaging foods, like think a lot of cereals and everything. And I eat cereals from time to time, but right now I'm also eating 400 plus grams of carbs a day. So it's a little different than if you only have 200 grams of carbs a day to spare around. You're most likely gonna get those things from like a sweet potato or different various fruits and vegetables included with that as well. So those are the six things I mentioned again. I'll mention them again. So no packaged carbs, no two bad meals in a row. Just say no to beer, it's terrible. And number four is, I said no two bad meals in a row. Number five is closing the kitchen after dinner. And the last one is to, oh man, I have a brain fart. Oh yeah, it's, sorry. And so I'm speaking off the top of my head as I'm walking here and just thinking of points. So the sixth one is to keep your food, keep the visibility clear and in your kitchen when it comes to foods, and not having any foods that you shouldn't be eating that's just highly visible in the kitchen that you can just easily grab for convenience or anything like that. So hope this video makes sense. Any questions, as always, you can leave a comment. Send this out to a friend who may need to hear something like this. Tell them to subscribe. And any questions, head over to theartoffitnessandlife.com, or you can email me at julian@theartoffitnessandlife.com, and we can go from there. Other than that, stay awesome, be limitless, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.